Do a pretend one.
Hey, this is Rocky on the Rocks Block. Guess who we have, y'all? We have Nikki Swayze in the building. Right,
Nikki Swayze in the building.
What's up, girl? How you been?
What's up, girl? Never mind. She nervous.
So what are we going to talk about on this podcast?
Girl, I'm so happy to have you on here, child. Today we going to talk about niggas in Dallas.
Uh-oh.
Dallas niggas. These ratchet-ass Dallas niggas.
What's going on?
Girl.
You got a lot on your chest. What's up? Too much.
These Dallas niggas always want to say they not like the next Dallas nigga, but they exactly like the next Dallas nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's true.
Very true. Facts, my boy. Like...
Big facts. So explain what you mean.
They all the same. Dallas niggas always want... They really, what they want is they want the white picket fence, but they don't want to put work in for it.
Ooh.
And they want, like... They basically want to tell you all this good shit in your ear, but still want to be doing a dirt on the side. Like,
oh, damn.
And I really, honestly... To be more broad witty, I really don't want to say this just Dallas niggas. I want to say it's every nigga on this planet. Like, even if you have a good nigga, that nigga doing dirt. Like, for real. Like, oh. I don't care what you say.
You think that?
No, that's facts. That's facts.
So, what do you think has an influence on these dudes? Do you think social media? What do you think?
It's definitely social media.
Yeah.
Definitely social media, because we in a day and age to where niggas don't have to leave a house to fucking get off on a bitch.
Yep. They can, like, do it all online.
Exactly. They can just do it online. They ain't even got to leave the house.
Mm-mm-mm.
So...
We got Nikki Swayze in the building, y'all. We just venting right now about these Dallas dudes. That's what she want to talk about. Guess what? We going to talk about it. I got you a shot going. You going to take your shot?
Let's
I don't
take
want you to
shot,
fail
though.
Home and roomy.
I'm already feeling it.
I'm sorry.
You took yours already?
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you good? I want you to feel at home. You good?
No, let's
go ahead,
do
take
it.
Your shot.
Let's
That's
this.
Your coat. You good?
Clearly, I need some more Coke. We going to take this shot, though.
Go ahead.
What we drinking though? Tell your followers.
Oh, this is just that brandy. I mean, this that brown. It's what y'all know about. It's called 1889. Now I'm talking about. It's delicious, y'all. It's fabuloso. Casper, move away. I'm sorry, y'all got my dog in here with me. He trying to be friendly, but he more loyal than these dudes out here.
Clearly,
I've been had him since he was what, six or 1 week. 1 week. He's 6 years old now.
Look, and it's so crazy. You know what's so crazy is how niggas want you to be honest with them, but the second they honest with you, they can't handle it.
Oh, dang.
That's big facts right there.
Let's turn the mic your way.
You got the double.
Explain. Oh, we playing dominoes in the building. I'm whooping her up, y'all.
She's
lying.
Sorry.
We multitasking.
She is so lying.
Whenever you come through, it's family. You know, we play dominoes. We drinking. We sipping. That's what we playing right now. Let me put this out. That's 10.
Never mind. She trying to win out of nowhere.
And I was losing.
Out of nowhere, she losing.
But anyway, so I want you to tell the viewers or the listeners about you. Who is Nikki Swayze? Who? Introduce yourself, because we didn't get a good formal introduction. No, I'm talking about.
Okay, formal introduction. My name is Nikki Swayze, formerly known. You draw screen, but whatever, it's all good.
I'm not doing anything.
Kel's a hater. But anyway, so Nikki Swayze, formerly known, born and raised in Dallas.
Okay. How old are you?
27.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that's such a perfect age to be living in Dallas, but these niggas out here is just so fucking wild. Like, it's crazy.
What we talking about you right now, baby? When are you about to talk about dudes?
Because they just so fucking fake. Like, oh my God.
What can we follow you on? What social media?
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram at Nikki Swayze. You can follow me on Facebook, Nikki Swayze. But no, I'm just a real chill girl. I be chilling. I don't really be doing much.
You do.
I really do be chilling.
Y'all been on this girl since ninth grade. This is homie. She's family. She's always welcome on the station. You know what I'm talking about. It don't get no better than that. Know what I'm talking about?
No better.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this question. So this is going to be a... it's my turn to go. I'm
sorry.
Turn to excuse
go.
Me. Hold on, y'all. She trying to
yeah, clearly,
rush me
on
I'm
lit
bones.
And I'm trying to beat your ass.
Oh,
so.
Girl. Well, what's that, though? Count it for me.
That's 10.
Okay, exactly. You can count.
I mean, are you mad?
Are you
or
mad?
Or you good?
I mean, you good.
I mean, are you good?
Because you mad because I'm whooping you on.
I mean, are you good, though?
Okay, I'm good. You all right? Need some coke?
Yeah, you
Okay, so, excuse me.
Okay, so what's your question?
Okay, so.
That's 3. No, I'm just playing.
Girl, you ain't finna win.
I'm gonna whoop on that ass.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. No, I'm sorry, she got me concentrating.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Dang, I could have put that down and got 15. Oh, well.
I'll do that.
It's all good.
Bam. Dama Hall.
Never mind.
So, do you ever feel like you're gonna get married? Like, I always think, like, am I ever gonna get married to that special one? Like, you think you're gonna end up getting married to Casper? I'm sorry, y'all. My dog is in the mix. Boom. Do you ever feel like you're gonna get married to that special one?
Girl, to be honest with you, I really don't think it's gonna happen.
Why do you feel that way?
Especially in this city, because Dallas niggas is so fucking wretched. It's either they're undercover.
Uh-oh.
Or
tell me about it.
Or they broke, living with their baby mama, or some bullshit. Like,
dang.
Like, so? Seriously. Like, I don't even give a fuck at this point. Like, everybody needs to know. Dallas niggas ain't what it is.
Mm.
It's just not happening.
So, you don't see yourself getting married. Even if you find that right one, you don't see yourself getting married?
That's 10. No.
Girl, I'm arguing. You see, I got the fit. Y'all, she trying to count these dominoes, these bones. That's 10. Girl, I can multitask.
But can you, though?
You see me taking, but who's taking us for? You know what, y'all? It's okay, though. We got Nikki in the building. It's all good. So, all right. So, check this out. What's your dream guy, Nick? What's your dream guy, Nikki?
Girl, to be honest with you, I'm so fucked up. I ain't even got no dream, nigga. Like, I don't even want a nigga. Like, that's just how it is. Like,
no.
Seriously, growing up in Dallas, like, you know, like, you grow up wanting that one special person because you see your parents, you know, they got that special bond and special relationship. But then when you grow up and you do it for yourself, like, all of these niggas is fuckboys.
That's, yeah.
All of them. Like, I don't even fucking want that shit. Like, you can miss me with that.
So, you feel like it's just not... So, you...
It's not worth it.
You don't think that you're gonna run into that perfect dream guy that's just gonna turn that around?
No, I really don't. I feel like it's nothing.
Mm. Well...
There's no dream guy.
Y'all heard
there's
it.
There's a...
Watch this. Y'all heard it
watch
first.
Watch this.
Hey. If any of y'all dudes out there think y'all can change that around...
It's not even gonna happen. You can hit me up if you want to, but it's not gonna happen. You wanna know why? Because niggas is fuck boys.
Oh yeah, like, let me tell y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me give y'all background about Nikki Swayze right quick. All y'all need to know one thing: she's a Leo.
Never mind.
She's a Leo. So if y'all think y'all can handle a goddamn Leo,
who am I? I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Just as much as they like to say Leos is crazy, we ain't motherfucking crazy. It's y'all niggas who is crazy. Like, I'm serious. Y'all can say that, like, I got a problem with niggas, or, like, I think niggas ain't shit. You right. Niggas ain't shit. And prove me wrong. I like to see one nigga who ain't did they bitch dirty. Oh. Like, seriously, even if you think about celebrities type shit, Every nigga did they bitch dirty. Yeah. Every single one of them. And it's social media. It really is. Because if these niggas didn't have social media, they wouldn't have fucking... Like, what the fuck would they be doing? Like, seriously.
Big facts. I'm sorry, mom. Look, anyway.
Wait, whose turn is it, though?
It's yours. Your turn.
No, because I put this down, fool.
Bruh, okay, you're right. It's my turn.
Yeah, I know I'm right. I could cheat if you want to, but...
Okay. Oh, so you're going
to... It's your
these,
turn,
you though. Like these niggas and cheat.
Clearly. Cool. Clearly, let me be a nigga for once.
Yeah, go ahead and be a nigga and cheat.
Clearly. Niggas y'all, be cheating like a motherfucker.
In the building. Now I'm talking about we playing these bones, we drinking, we living life. We are living so lovely.
Clearly.
On this weekend.
Nigga free.
Well. What you got?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm losing like a motherfucker. But no, seriously though, on a real serious note. Like, niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. Like, I want one nigga, just one. If you that one nigga, fucking prove me wrong. That's all I ask you
and
to do.
And that's why I said, hey.
Prove me wrong. If you that one nigga, call in, fucking prove yourself to me, and tell me you that one nigga. But other than that, you bullshitting. You a bullshitting ass motherfucking liar. Like,
it's okay.
If you nigga, and that's 10.
Oh, you got 10, so you trying to distract me.
Yes, nigga.
Okay, it's okay, because I'm going to catch
no,
up on
but
the
for
9-9.
Real, if you that one nigga and you fucking loyal, you not. Like,
dang.
And that's big facts, nigga.
That's big facts.
Real shit, big facts, nigga. You ain't loyal. You loyal to yourself. Because honestly, if you think about the day and age that we're in and the generation that we in, the generation that we in is fucked up.
No, that's true. Completely. And the reason why I brought up social media is because I feel like that's what's really taking a turnpike on everybody. You know, we have fake models on Instagram where their bodies is fake. For so like, men want women to look like that. Man. They want women to look like that. Let me give this girl some coke. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm
fucked
up.
You on a real radio station.
I'm fucked up.
You actually got to do stuff.
God dang. I'm literally fucked up. I ain't even gonna lie.
Here's your coke.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But anyway, y'all, social media will have you believing and thinking that it's all fun and gravy. Men want women to look a certain way. That's not finna happen because the women that they want wasn't even born that way.
Clearly, they might even be niggas.
They might be trans. So watch your back like chiropractic.
Clearly. And they wonder why bitches ain't like all the way in it for the whole like full reason. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga wanna meet a bitch and be like, oh, she ain't doing that with herself. My whole question is why do niggas think that bitches are sitting around not doing nothing, not curving niggas or something?
I don't know.
Like, they think niggas ain't trying to holler at us or nothing.
Yeah, that is weird.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's some crazy ass shit. Niggas need to know, like, bitches is on their nigga shit for real.
And that's, you brought up a good point. A lot of women, we are independent nowadays. We have our own car, house, own dog.
And that's what they need to understand. Teeth. Like, we don't need them for shit. So what the fuck do we need them for?
I don't know. But I completely understand. I get what you're saying. It's crazy. I don't know. That's a good. What do we need?
We don't need them for nothing. Like, we don't.
So then why do we think we need one?
We don't.
But why do we think we do?
Because we honestly need niggas to procreate, but that's the only reason why we need them.
They penis.
Exactly.
You need some sex.
Like, seriously, if we didn't need to procreate, we could all be lesbians in this bitch. Like, on the cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, on the cool.
That's true.
And honestly, bitches know how to please other bitches. Like, and that's on some real shit.
That's true.
Because as a bitch, another bitch will know what the fuck I need to know.
That's a big fact.
Like, and that's real. That's real.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't go.
Aha, you better pull. So, yeah, she getting whooped on these bones, y'all.
Never mind.
We got Nikki Swayze in the building. It's your girl, Rocky. You know what I'm talking about?
Damn.
Y'all, we finna go ahead and end this segment. We finna have part two in just a second. We got Nikki going. You know what I'm talking about? She ain't going nowhere. She gonna join it.
Clear daddy to get sober, but still niggas ain't shit.
All right, y'all, we ending one.
Oh, why you gone?